This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. As NASA shifts from flying around the moon to preparing astronauts to land on it, the agency is turning to Colorado for assistance. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports.
Before the three Americans on the recent Artemis II mission flew around the moon, they had trained in helicopters in northern Colorado, near Gypsum. Now NASA is using the same course run by the Colorado Army National Guard to train future astronauts who could return to the moon's surface as soon as 2028. Everett Bolduc is a NASA instructor. He says there are similarities between the Rocky Mountains and the lunar South Pole.
It's a lot harder to figure out which way is up. Also, the sun angle is really low. So think of like early in the morning or evening in the mountains, you get these long shadows.
He says astronauts learn to communicate and make tough landings in snow and dust. More than 24 have been certified on this course, with more training set for this summer. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Scientists at Colorado State University are studying dogs with dementia to help them understand the condition in dogs and in humans. Researchers say because of better treatments for things like heart disease and cancer, dogs are living longer, and it's becoming clear that they develop dementia in similar ways people do. Stephanie McGrath, a veterinary neurologist, says dogs in the study undergo basic neurological and mobility exams.
We give owners surveys to take, so what signs are the owners maybe appreciating at home that we wouldn't necessarily see in the hospital.
Signs that a dog may have dementia include restlessness, going to the bathroom in strange places, or forgetting things like how to get outside. Pueblo, Colorado Springs, Denver, Boulder, and Greeley all have a chance to see scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, with the main severe threat being hail. This is CPR News in KRCC.